Okay, today is Daf Mem Vav. We'll just go back to the Mishnah, start the Mishnah, to get the flow. And today's show is sponsored by the Ginsburg family, Le'il Nishmas Leah Bath Yosef. Okay, here we go. Ready? Hashutfin, partners, Shenadru Hana Zemizeh. They authored themselves one on the other, and they live in Likanes L'chatzer, to go into the same chatzer. Right? They both share a chatzer. Each one made a neder on himself. Right? On himself, I won't go in this chatzer. So, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer, Zen nichnas l'toch shalo, v'zen nichnas l'toch shalo. Each one can go into his own chatzer. Why? Because we say Breira. Right? V'shnehen asurin lahamid rechayim v'tanur ulagadel tarnagolim. You have the right to walk to your house in the chatzer, but you don't have the right, you're not allowed to set up a rechayim, a mill, or to or an oven, or to grow chickens over there. That you're not allowed to do. Why not? Why not? Why don't we say Breira on that? So the Ran says, in the right over here, shneim asurin Lahamid Rechayim Tanur, he says, Af al Gath, Domrinan, Perachez Kesabatim. Even though we say in Perachez Kesabatim, the Shutfin, that partners, Ahamada Kedi, Lo Kapti, that not partners, it means people that share a Chatzar, that Hamada Bichdi, which means just standing around, Lo Kapti, they're not Makbid, Mikal Makom, E Kapti, if they are Makbid, Yechol Akiv Zelzeh, then you can't stop them. Right, you can't put a factory on the chatzar. Right? Why not? Why? Afal pisha darken levater. Even though normally people are a mevater, they let it go. Viter aser b'mudur hana. But here, it's not just standing around. It's an extra. You have a chicken coop or something else, and therefore it's aser.
It's an easement. It's not a chatzar.
Right. So I have an easement to. I just not just to walk. It's even to use it. Only to walk. I have an easement. But I can't put a little oven over here? The answer is no. Right. So the if you look at the Tosfos, look at the first Tosfos on the page, he gives a slightly different answer. He says, "Debechol hani yichol limcho zelzeh b'lo neder." Even without a neder, you can stop the guy from putting up an oven. Forget a neder. Even without a neder. Why? Kedam parakhez gezabatim. Hilkach asel l'shut l'asosan ata b'chatzer kishinadar. So it seems like it stops you even if I don't have a neder. If I have an edder, for sure you can't do it. Why? Deim kain mahani lechaveru al shlo ikov. You're getting hana by not protesting. You hear that? I could have protested and stopped you. If I don't protest, then I gave you hana. That I can't do. The vidafka drisas regel ein yachal akev. The only thing you can't stop is the walking. That you have no ability to stop. Kol kama delo chelko. As long as you don't divide it. That's his first answer, which is the same thing what the Ran said. V'yesh mefarshim, listen to this answer. When you put up a mill over there, what happens? Boin rov am l'sham. You make a whole, people come. It's a whole social event. U'memalein chelek v'chelek chavero. What do you do? You overstuff the yard. So I don't want a yard full of people all the time. V'chein l'gadol tarna golem the mishtatfin b'chol chatzar. Right? They take over the whole chatzar. So I don't want that. A little bit of a different answer. Okay. So that's why, even though you can't stop the guy from walking there, and we can say breira on the walking, you can't say breira on a factory, which is basically what you're doing. Putting up, you're building some structure that you can't say breira on. That you're not allowed to do. No one argues on that. Okay, next. Hayechad mudur hana mechavero. If one of them only makes a neder on his friend, lo yikanes l'chatzer, he can't go into his own chatzer. Now, the Ran's going to say in a minute that was totally superfluous. If two you're not allowed to, so for sure one you're not allowed to. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer yachol hayolomer. No, he's allowed to say l'toch shali ani nichnas. I'm going into my portion. Ve'ein ani ve'ein nichnas l'toch shalcha. I'm not going into your portion. What? Yeah. Yeah. Correct. Correct. So everything we just read in after the word Tarnagolim was totally superfluous. Right. No, there was not one chiddush in that. Then here now, kofin es hanoder limkar es chelko. You can force him to sell his half. So look at the run. Look at the next run. Hach Baba, that whole statement, lo itzrucha, it wasn't necessary. Lo l'rabon and v'lo l'azvan Yaakov, was totally extra. We said there was the mission was over two people. Each one not answers himself. Then the mission said, what about one person? So it's obvious. The Bain Lamar, Ubain Lamar, according to both of them, according to the Chachamim, and Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Madli Nidra Shnayim, Madli Nidra Echad Mehem. What's the difference? It's two or one? What's the difference? If both of us asser each other, we're still allowed to go. So if one of us asser, we're still allowed to go. What's the difference? Ela Mishum Seifa Nakta. The reason we mention this is because of the Seifa. The Seifa said you could force him to sell it. What does that mean? Diktani, the Kofin Hanoder Limkar is Chelko. You can force the Noder to sell his half. What's Pshat? The Dafka Kishinadar Echad Mehem. When one of them makes such an Eder, Mishum Dekivon the Ihu Usser. The Chavri Mutter, since one's Usser and one's Mutter, right? According to the Tanakhama, Chayshinan, we're afraid, Shema Yiskana Bechaveiro. You're going to be jealous. Why are you going to be jealous? You were so foolish. You made a net there. I'm not coming into my chatzar. Now what? You're standing on the sidelines. You're not allowed to go in. And your friend's walking around in his bathrobe like it's his house. And you can't. So you get jealous, right? V'yishtamesh ba af hu. And we're afraid he'll become so angry and so jealous, he'll violate his neder. Lafikach, therefore, kadesh shelo yichshal. So you shouldn't have that problem. Kofin oso limkar. We force you to sell it. If both of you make that neder, but when both of them make a neder, dishneim asurin, they're both asur. Lo chayshinan dekol chad mizdar bisuri. Not going to be jealous about it. You also can't go. You hear this? Tosfos give a slightly. Tosfos, you're not going to get jealous. You might forget. He's walking around in his bathrobe. I'm going to forget.
Too bad. You make the neder.
Right. So since we don't want you to break the neder, and you might forget. Because he didn't make a neder, therefore we make you sell it. Now, what the next part of the Ram, which we're not going to read, is now what about Rav Elazar ben Yaakov? He says you're allowed to go if there's two, right? So why, according to him, do you have to sell it? There's no jealous. There's no forgetting. You're allowed to go. So why do you have to sell it? It's a whole complicated. Yeah, what were you saying? It's a good question. So maybe he doesn't want to.
He wants to make that be jealous.
Right.
What's the point of this guy?
I don't know. Listen. Next.
No, you can ask that question
all the time.
No, but it's all the floor.
I hear.
They're not making that.
So maybe you don't know why he made the nether. And I can say, I'll never go to the Rebbe. I'd rather sell it than have to go undo what I did. Yeah, people say that. Right?
No, but that's usually good stuff.
What?
They said that.
You never heard people biting off their nose despite their face? Happens every day. Right? People are very stubborn.
All
and
day long.
Okay. Haya echad min ashuk mudar be'echad mehem hana lo yikonis l'chatzar. It's not just the two of them. If me and you own a chatzar together, and I ask you from coming into my chatzar, then according to the Tanakhama, you can't go in. According to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer, Yachalomalo, Lutosha Chavecha, and Nichnas. I'm going into his portion. Vein, and Nichnas, Lutoshalcha, and I'm not going into your portion. It's Brera all over again. Okay?
That list is clearly demarcated.
Correct.
A and B.
Here we're actually talking about three people.
It's a third person. I was wondering how you can do that, how you can answer someone else. But you can do that. You can ask someone else on your property.
No trespassing.
That's the Gemara's question, the first question we're going to ask. Right? No trespassing, exactly. But only one of you said it, not the other one.
Right.
So according to Tanakhama, he can't go.
Right.
According to Elizabeth Yaakov, we have Braver.
But obviously,
there's
a line in the middle, there's no question.
Correct. Hamud Hana Mechaveiro. If somebody makes a neder against his friend, right, you can't have Hana. V'yeshlo Merchatz Ubeis Habad. And I own a Merchatz. I own a laundromat, or I own a press, muskarin bo'ir, but I don't really, but I rent it out. I rent it out to someone, I rent it out to you. I don't want Muzzy coming to the laundromat, so I make a neder against him. but I don't. I own it, but I'm just an owner. You rented it from me, and are you all you? So now what? Now Mati can't go to the laundromat. So says the Mishnah, Im yesh lo behen tfisas yad aser. If I get, the Gemara is going to say another big, this means if I get over and above rent, I also get a share of the profits, then he can't go. It's aser. Ain lo behen tfisas yad, but if he doesn't get any of the profits, I don't get any of the profits. I get a check, a rental check once a month. No profits. So I'm not really the owner. I mean, I am, but I'm really not. Regarding Hilchos Nedarim, I'm considered not.
And I'm
not an active owner. And I have no stake. Exactly, I have no stake in what goes on every day.
But you take away business from the guy who rented it to.
What? Fine.
You're causing the guy who rented it, that you rented it to, not to lose. Because he can't take it.
Correct.
This guy.
Correct. Mutter. That's mutter. Next. Ha'omel l'chaveiro. This, we had this Gemara already. We had this mission already last week. Konem lebeisecha shani nichnas. I make a neder on your house. I won't go into your house. Sadecha shani lokeach. I won't buy your field. I'll never buy a field from you. Your field. Meis o shemachul acher. If the other guy dies, or the other guy sells it, then mutter. It's mutter. Why? Because it's not his house anymore. And it's not his. What? Exactly. However, konem bayis ze shani nichnas. If the guy says, "I'm not going to buy, I'm never going to go into this house," right? Or shani sada ze shani lokeach, or this field, I'm never going to buy from you. Shat meis, if the guy dies, or shemachol acher aser, it's aser. Because we never had it in the Mishnah before.
So it's aser perpetuity.
Yes.
Because you say this.
You say this.
No matter who owns it.
Correct. So the Ron says, I can figure out a way how you can get into the house. If the house burns down, and the guy rebuilds it, and it's still his house, but it's not the same house. So then he can go in. But otherwise, yeah, it's all forever.
But it's on the same land.
Exactly. Right, by Sada, I don't know how that could be a case. How you could ever get into a Sada. If you say this Sada. Now, okay. What? Exactly. Iboilahu, the following question. Benidro pligi. So the Mishnah was the following case. Reuven and Shimon share a chatzar together. Reuven says, I won't go in my chatzar. And Shimon says, I won't go in my chatzar. Make a neder. So then we had what Tanakhama said, they can't go into the chatzar. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov said they can. Why? Because of Breira. What? No, it's Breira. Wherever I go, retroactively, it was my hair. Was my hair. What?
I'm not allowed to go in my
I'm not, I said, make a net. I'm not going to go into the chutzner. You don't ask your own half. You ask the other guy's half.
What's the net? I'm asking myself about the other guy?
Yeah.
What's the net? I'm not allowed to go.
What? No. Can you go into your half in the chutzner?
It says
no. It's a shutuf.
So?
What do you mean? Weren't you here yesterday?
Yeah.
So, what's your question?
My question is, what's he saying?
I'm making that the only
two should from one piece of property.
Two should from all the property together.
Right.
There's no line in the middle.
Right.
So I'm making that. I'm not going into your half.
Your half.
Which is your half.
So
you can't go into any of it.
Right.
And the Rebbe Yaakov said, no, you can go into whichever half you go into is your half. That's the Mishnah. Now they're going to ask the following question.
You mentioned it before you started.
Yeah.
Can you actually traverse the entire...
I was wondering about that. I don't know.
Now I'm fishing.
I don't know. I was wondering about that question. Can you go into the other... Can you walk around the whole thing?
No.
Or are you limited to a half?
No.
Is this second...
That's a bear part. I'm not sure. I don't know.
It's a boundary. That's...
No, I don't mean over 2 years. I'm over 5 minutes. You're walking the entire.
The run
in, yes. Yeah.
Right. Even if it's more than 50%. Right.
The run said they yesterday.
Right. So now here's the following question. Yeah. Hidiro ze mai. What if Reuven says, Shimon, you can't come into my half? And Shimon says, Reuven, you can't come into my half. They ask for each other, not themselves.
Okay.
That's another question. Why is that another question? What's the difference? The difference is you made me an ones. maybe they decide that if I did it to myself, I'm stuck with my own nether. You made a nether against me. You don't want me coming in. Is it the same? So, me, I'm reading, do we say, Benidrahud the Kamiflagi, they argue on when you made the nether yourself on your own body. I'm not going to go into my own chutzah really. Why? Because you made a nether yourself. But if Reuven, if they answer each other, not themselves, Module Rabbanon, Lur Belazar ben Yaakov, well, maybe the Rabbanon would agree with Belazar ben Yaakov that they have Brera now. Why? Dianusin dummy. They're the guys that own Ace. I'm sitting around minding my own business. You walk over and make a nether against me. I can't go into your half, which is your half. What do you want from me? You make a nether yourself, you make yourself crazy, you ruin your whole own life. What do you want from me? You came over to me and told me I can't go into my own chatzar? Maybe the Rabbanon would agree. Of course it's Brera now for this guy. Let him go. Wherever he goes, it's his half. Right? What do you want from the guy? If you say yourself on yourself, you're crazy. You're making the Ran write a lot of words. What are you doing to the poor Ran? What are you doing to him? But if someone did it to you, why should you have to suffer? Oh, Dilma, no. Afilu behidiro zezek kamiflagi rabbanon. Maybe they even argue in such a case. What's this? Why? Why should they argue? So the Ran comes up with something no one ever said yesterday. It's the first round of the Gemara. Right? In other words, it's such a good taina. I'm an onyx. What do you want from me? Why on earth should I still be sub-bound? I can't go into my own chatzar. You want me to? I can't go to your dining room? Fine. But now, since we own a chatzar together, you asked me to be in your half, I can't even be in my half. Why should that be?
You can't say Brayer now applies. There is
Brayer
or there isn't
Brayer.
You can't say, because the guy
that you know with them
is
Brayer. So that's what the Ran says. Klomar, see the first, you see the Ran here? Dilma, kulu sfir l'hudi yesh Brayer. Everybody holds from Brayer. Even the Chachamim hold from Brayer. Everybody holds from that. So why did the Chachamim say, if you make a nether yourself, you can't go in? Because it's a knas. Even if you make a nether on your own self, you're allowed to go in and be with Brera. Of course, everyone agrees to that. Ella Rabbanon Savri Kansinan Lahu. The Rabbanon held it's a knas on you. Rabbanon ben Yaakov Savra Lo Kansinan. There's no knas. Now, why would the Chachamim say it's a knas? Why would the Tanakhama say it's a knas? Maybe because you did it. It's a ridiculous situation. You want to make a nether not to eat that cookie, that's fine. What you doing? You made a nether, you can't go into your own house? What are you doing? You make yourself an impossible, made a knas on you. However, you make a nether against me? What kind of knas is that? There's no knas.
Isn't the same way that you're not allowed to ask her, I'm not allowed to ask your property on you. They should say that even if we shoot him, I'm not allowed to make a nether against you because you have a stake on the property.
So that's sort of what Moshe Ben Yaakov says. Everyone now changing it. Everyone holds from Brera.
No, now they say they accept Brera and because then you're allowed to.
They accept Brera. However, there's a knas now. If you're stupid enough to make a nether on yourself, we knas you.
On yourself, but if you make on somebody else, they should say that a nether doesn't help.
Exactly. So that's what we're saying.
Not saying that.
So, both sides. Do we say since someone did it to you, so there's no reason for a knas? I'm a victim. Can I answer that? So therefore, there's no Brera, right? What's the other side? What's the other side of the equation? Or do we say no? There's still a knas. Why would that be?
The other side of the equation is say if I make a nether, we shoot him. I make a nether. You're not allowed to come in my property. The entire thing is not valid. And you're even allowed to go to the guy's house.
Right. So we don't say that. It's just the opposite. Do we say yes, Brera? Or do we say no? There's still a knas. You still can't come. What's the reason for that? What's the logic in that? What do you want for this guy? The guy's a victim. So yesterday, we said before, well, he got jealous. None of that applies. Right? Right? Oh, it just says it in one line at the end. Odilma, Bahadiru Nami, Pligi Rabbanon, Fesviri, Kirabenu, Ravina Hassam. Even though they still hold in that Shita. I'm not sure why they would hold it, but that's what he says. Okay? So, Tashma. Let's try to bring a raya from our Mishnah. What our Mishnah say? If you made a neder against one person, one of them made a neder, right? Not both of them. No, so we assume that one made an eder against the other one. Reuven made an eder against Shimon. And the Pligi Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon argue. So what do you see? Right? That even when you make an eder on the other guy, the knas and the no brayer still apply. So Gemara says, no, Tani, change it. Nuder mechaver hana. No, you make yourself. It's on yourself. So we don't have a raya. Hachinam is stubborn. It makes a lot of sense. The Tani sefer, it says in the sefer, the kofan is anode, limkar is chelko. You force him to sell it. Now, if he's a victim, why are you forcing him to sell it? Doesn't make any sense. Right? Iyamar b'shalom adinadar hu. If you make an eder yourself, I asked him myself to go into the property. Reuven says, Reuven will never go into this property, into Shimon's property. What do? We make Reuven sell it. Why? Because you say he's going to get jealous, he's going to violate the nether, it's going to happen. But Hanan did Tony Kofin, that's how you force him. Ela'i Amrit the Adre, but if someone else made the nether on him, am I Kofin or so? What are you forcing him for? If Reuven said, Shimon, you can't come into my half, why should Shimon have to sell it? He's a victim. They put it on for the poor guy. So it must be, the whole Mishnah was talking about a case where what? Where you make an answer on yourself. What's the answer if you make an answer on the other guy? Don't have an answer. No answer.
Lecture.
Right. Oh, one more line. Am I Kofin also? Haminas honest. The guy's an honest. What are you forcing him to sell it for? He's a victim. Okay. Now, you ready for this? Omar Ziri. Rabba said in the name of Ziri, Machlokes, the whole Machlokes in the Mishnah, whether you say Brewer or not, is only Shiyesh Bug into Kidei Chalukah. The property is big enough that you can sell it. What does that mean? It has to be divided, which is 8 Amos. Where'd that number come from? It's in Baba Basra somewhere, that when two people own a chutzar in Shutfus, if it's more than 8 Amos, so each one gets 4 Amos,
square Amos,
you can divide it. Says the Ran on top, the Rabbanon Asri, the Rabbanon say, you can't go in, this Savri ain't Brera. They held ain't Brera, right? V'lo Amrina, we don't say, Hover Hadavar, that it's not obvious, the Kishemeshtamesh, the Guf, HaChatzer, that whatever you use belongs to you. The kiyman sheyesh ba din chaluka b'shas kniyasan, since it's big enough to divide when you bought it. Lo huvrar shehe rishai ze leshtamish bechelik ze. The shema lo yavo lechelko. It's big enough to divide. So what gives you the right to walk in my property? Stay in your own half. So what kind of prayer is that?
For Teresa Sarego, like before.
What?
For Teresa Sarego, like before.
What do you mean, Teresa Sarego?
Why not?
You have your own half. What are you coming to my half for? So when I make it in on your half, right? Since we didn't divide it, we should have maybe, therefore I can't go into any of it. When you bought it, Al Das Tan Kenuya. You bought it with this in mind. Shekal Od Shelo Yichal Kuosa. As long as we don't divide it, Yekal Gufa Chatzah Karnel Shtamish Kol Echem Yem. We can each use every inch.
So that's Brera.
Exactly, but the Chacham don't hold from Brera. They hold from Brera. I don't know, but in this case, they're not going to apply Brera. Why? Because you knew coming in, you should have divided it.
You said before everybody holds from Brera.
Right. So you knew coming in, you should have divided it. Why didn't you divide it? Therefore, you're stuck. However, Aval ain't Baka de Chaluka, but if it's not big enough to divide, Divri HaKol Mutter. Then everyone holds, we're going to hold from Brera. Why? Because since it's not big enough to divide, it could never be divided. And every day you had Brera. Even when you didn't make a neder, it was Brera. Right? It's never going to be divided. Why is it never going to be divided? Because it's too small. So you bought it knowing, I'm never going to divide this, I never should divide it, I never have to divide it, I'm never going to divide it. So your whole life was Brera, using this field, using this chatzer. So now I made an edit, what changed? So look at the next one. Mishum dekivon de'ein ba din chaluka, there was no chaluka here. V'hadavar yodea, you knew. Shela'olam ta'amod b'shutfis, it's going to stay like this forever. You can use any part of it whenever you want. Everybody knows this. Everyone agrees it's Brera here. It was all known. V'lo dami l'shar brewers d'alma k'moshe pirashti. Not like all the brewers. You knew it was going to be like this. Okay.
And the size of all makes a big difference.
Correct. So what does the first shita here say? Who is this? Rava in the name of Z'iri. What does Rava say in the name of Z'iri? What does Rava say in the name of Z'iri? The whole machlokas is only when it's big enough to divide. But if it's not big enough to divide, it's not machlokas.
Only make a difference according to the Rabbanan.
Exactly. Amalei Rav Yosef, one second. Hare Beit HaKnesses says, you have a shul in the town. Who owns that shul?
Everybody.
The Kimisha ain't low. A shul is something that you can't divide. It's, right? Oh, you sit in that half and you sit in that half? No, there's no rule like that. No shul like that.
They just build another shul.
Exactly.
And a third shul.
So there's no shul like that. But there's no such thing where you can divide it. You sit over there and you have to sit over there? No such thing. So a shul is something that can't be divided. Yet, Vitnan, we're going to learn later in the week, Shnei and Asur, B'davashal Osair. That certain things you can aser on other people. I can aser you from coming into the shul. What? So we're going to learn later in the week. You'll learn. It's not so simple. It's not so black and white like this. It's a very specific case where you built it. Another, I didn't build it. You're not a member of the town. You're allowed to. Can you make such an edda like that? How can you make an edda like that? Right. So therefore, what do you see? That whether it can be divided or not has nothing to do with anything. Ella Amar of Yosef Amar Ze'iri. Machlokas b'she'ein ba'din chalukah. No, the machlokas is where you can't divide it. It's too small to divide. That's the machlokas. What's the machlokas? Look at the third line of the Ran. The Rabbanan Savri dafilu b'chihai ein breira. There's still no breira. The Rabban Rebbelazar Savri the kibun she'i avshel echem and ashut la'akev et chaveru l'shtamish bo la'olam v'lo l'kofel l'chalok.
It was bought this way, so the Rosh Benachma makes so much more sense. What's the Chacham still Brera here? There's still no Brera. The property is so small you can't even divide it. There's still no Brera, right?
Next line in the Gemara, Aval Yesh Badin Chaluka Divrei Hakol Aser. But if it's big enough to divide, then even Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would hold it Aser. Why? So the Ran says, Mikivan Dishom Chatzezu L'Chalukahi. Since the property is big enough to divide, Omedes, yeah, he Omedes Ef Shalomar Shemitchila Kenuya Kulo Kolechel L'Shtamisho. You can't say, well, we bought it, we're going to be splitting it up. You can't say that. We're going to make one big common use out of it. No. Why? The Shema Echad Yaakov is Chaveiro. You can force the other guy. You stay in your half. Don't come into my half. Hilchach, Afil Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Othrin. Even Rav Elazar ben Yaakov would say it's Osir. Okay?
There's no Breira because
you, why, you don't have to resort to Breira.
It's too small.
You should. No, it's, no, in the case where it's too big.
Oh, too big.
What do you have to go to Breira for? Just build a line. Put a line down the center. But you bought it knowing you should do that. It's big enough. Why don't you do that? Therefore, you can't rely on Brera. Yeah. Vamar Abhuna, Halacha Kabbalazar Ben Yaakov. Why don't we paskin? Like Kabbalazar Ben Yaakov. V'chein Amar Belazar, Halacha Kir, Kabbalazar Ben Yaakov. The halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov.
That means it doesn't make a difference on the size. Yesh Breira on the
Medrash. Yesh Breira, right.
No, according to Buddha, according
to halacha.
No, we see it's here.
Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said it's Breira in every case.
No, but according to you, there isn't, wouldn't be if it's big enough.
No, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said there would be.
No. The machlokas is only, now that we had another machlokas, is the machlokas only when it's big enough or when it's not big enough? I don't know. What?
Yeah.
Well, the Mishnah said he holds from Brera.
Right.
The question is when.
Right.
Is it when it's big enough or when it's not big enough? Machlokas is about that. So coming along to say we hold the Rosh Ben Yaakov was not helpful.
So according to Rosh Ben Yaakov, bottom line, a lot of going to start
No, it depends. It depends on Machlokas. Depends.
I said bottom line. I'm not interested in the whole
Machlokes. I don't know.
I went through this already.
The bottom line is we hold the laws of Ben Yaakov.
Yes.
The Yesh Breira. No, Yesh Breira.
Yesh Breira. Means that if a guy shoots and shoots and have a field, they can go into anybody can go into any part of it.
No, because maybe that's only when it's a small field, and maybe only when it's a big field.
Yeah, right.
We didn't resolve that. Why? Right, but then we said that.
He's always called.
What does he say?
No, but one of them said that it's said in a certain size field, the Rosh Hashanah would agree.
That's what Bob
said. That was
the question.
No, that's what we said. It was a machlokes.
Right, it's not effective.
So
then he's right. So. So Rabbi Yosef says, machlokes, but she ain't bakadei chalukah. Avol yesh bakadei chalukah, divrei kol asa.
Right.
So the only time where Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov applies is on a small field, on a small chazer. No, but we asked the kasha on him. We asked the kasha from the shul. So we said, you're right. We reject that now. Because you see that being able to divide, it's not the factor.
But look what it says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's requirement to enter even when the yard is invisible, because she maintains that we can apply Breira even in that case.
What are you reading from? I don't know.
What did you just say?
No. We hold it Ben Yaakov. Yesh Breira.
Okay.
There's a machlokes. Is that only by a small field or only by a big field? So I don't know the answer to that question.
Because the truth is, the whole thing of Nedarim is a joke here.
Why?
What do you mean why? If I say Breira, then the whole thing is thrown out. The Nedarim is thrown out. Go to my one by one.
In this case, I can go.
So the Nedarim is...
No, because you made a Nedar. You made a Nedar on your neighbor, not on yourself.
I can't drink your soda, though. Like, you want to kill. I can't drink this.
On a specific case?
Yeah.
So now let's do the...
That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, so here we go. Next. Hamudu and Amichaveiro, v'yesh lehem lo beisem b'shamerchatz, right? You made a nether on your friend. Your friend can't come to your bathhouse. But you don't really... You own the bathhouse, but you rented it out to someone else. So you don't really get any benefit from that bathhouse that you could ask to someone else. You really rented it out. So, but, if you get a tzvisas yad, you have a chilek in it. What does that mean? The kama tfisas yad, how much is that? What does that mean? Amar of Nachman, lemechza, leshlish, levia, you have a half, a third, a quarter, right? Avol bebatzer lo. Less than that, it's not considered anything special, and therefore what?
Therefore
you cannot ask her.
Right.
If you're
just a regular owner.
Abaya Amar, no, afilu bebatzer aser. Even less than that's aser. Hechi damishari, then what's mutter? What's mutter is hamakabel betaska. All you get is the rent. You don't get anything extra.
You can't answer somebody before you get the rent.
Exactly.
So there's always a way from.
Exactly.
And if you get a piece of property,
then you can't. Then you can ask for him.
How much?
How much does he have to get? A buyer says even a penny. What's not? You get nothing. No profit. Zero profit. Just rent. Okay. So now, since we have some time, a few minutes, the Ran asks, look at the Ran. By the way, there's another girsa that says, Hey Chidami, Omer of Nachman, right? Avil bebeitim lo. He used to sell eggs in the bathhouse. So even if you have an egg business in the bathhouse, that's already considered a side profit, that's a problem. Okay, it's another girsa. The Ran asks the following question. Look at the Ran of Hey Chidami, the Shari Mekabal Bataska. When is it mutter? When all you get is the rent. She'ainu no tel chelek hayidua berevach. You don't get any set profit. I rented it out, I get rent. That's all I get. Ba'amerechat. Elo she'nosnu lo schar dvar katsuv l'shana. I get rent for the year. V'chol ki ha'gavna istalek le'bal ha'merechat smi merechatzo l'gamri. It's considered as if the owner, me, is removed from this bathhouse, and therefore, when I ask for somebody, it doesn't have any effect. V'ikalu meidak, but one second. Ashmaitzin. V'afilu ki agav nehechi shari. How could that be mutter? Daha mikal makom guf ha-merchat shal ha-mastirhu. Isn't the merchat mine? At the end, isn't it my bathhouse? So I say, I don't want you coming to my bathhouse. I ask you. So what did the Mishnah say?
No.
Because you're allowed to... Okay. V'yachol la'aser osho al asocher la'atmo. I could still ask you. How so? Kidamrina ba'erichin. Listen to this. Beperek ha'omer mishkalei olai. Beperek ha'omer mishkalei olai. Hamaskir bayis l'chaveru. I rent you my house. Right? Ve'gdisho. And then I makdish the house to the Beis HaMikdash. Was I allowed to do that?
Not if you have a lease.
I have a lease. And I did it anyway. It says the Gemara there in Erechin, Hadarbo Mala. If you live there, you're over Me'ila. So what do you see? Even though I rent something out,
you have enough.
I have a right to make you usher on it.
Because that's a totally different reason, though.
Yeah, why?
Because it's more active. So that's your,
what's the difference?
You're playing apples to oranges.
What's the difference?
Because he's answering everybody.
And then the rent has to go to Hektish now. The rent goes to Hektish.
Right.
Why should that be? The Gemara has a whole discussion about it. Alma, what do you see? You can ask there a renter. Because you still really own it. So when I make an edit, the mother can't come to my bathhouse. It's true, I don't get any profit. Well, might I own it, and if I donate it to the Beis HaMikdash, it would work. You see from that Gemara there, it would work. Marcel has a lease. So what?
But if you donate it to the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't no longer belong to you.
Exactly.
So I'm saying that that's belong.
The point of how do I have the right to donate it?
Why? The only does my right to donate it.
Not if I have a lease with someone else.
So
see that you see from here that I have the right to do that. So why can't I ask them for coming to my laundromat? So the Ron gives like five answers to this question. The college can shiachal lasra al achirim the chi ein lo behem tfisas yad am I shari? Why is it mutter? So tirtzu atosvos in a chanami sheim osar oso hamerchatz beferush chayli surei. Of course, if I say you can't come to my bathhouse, of course it's a problem. No question about it. Like the Gemara in Erechin says. But over here, what do I say? I don't say you can't come to my bathhouse. I say you can't have any hana from me, from my stuff. And when I said my stuff, I didn't mean the bathhouse. Why? Because it's not in my radar. Why? Because I don't really own it. I rented it out to him. He has a lease. Right? The ain't died to Masha Hiskir. I don't have in mind things I don't really have a shaykhis to. What do you think of that answer?
Schwer
answer?
Yeah, because when you say your stuff, it's like kind of blanket. Your thing includes everything.
What?
I would think of a blanket. And when you say my stuff.
Even things that you rented out, that you leased out, that you.
It's a blanket statement. You would think it's all inclusive. That's what I would think.
And the next, we'll do one more answer. We'll skip three lines, which is Rabbeinu Tal Zal Tiritz. Only by hektish it's different. Why? The hektish mafkia midei shibud. Because when you makdish something, you have no more rights to it. You lose ownership.
Right.
Well, I didn't lose my rights to it. I just told him he can't come. Not the same. Af agaf the bafkina midei shubud kinesaperik afal b yeah hani milik bekonim kilolik and hektish. Yeah, when I make the whole world usher to it, I made the whole world usher. By making it hektish, I made the whole world not have enough from it. Here, I just don't want you coming. Not the same thing at all. And therefore, I can make it hektish 100%. Make the whole world can't have enough. But just to say he can't come, that I can't do. All right?
Look this up.
If you want to see more answers, you can keep on reading this, Ron. It goes down to way down half of an olive tomorrow.
There's a different gear.
I said there's a different gear.
Right.
All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.
Yes, we talked about Beitzah.
Yeah?